This is Morning Edition on WNYC. Two percussionists making a life together and building a family to the rhythm of dozens of drums. She is Filipino-American, he is Cuban-American, and they make music that combines both their cultures and many others. WNYC's Siddhartha Mitter spent time with Susie Ibarra and Roberto Rodriguez for our ongoing series about musicians, The New Americans.
Electric Kulintang is a one-of-a-kind combination by a couple sharing musical traditions across boundaries. It results from an actual journey, from when Susie Ibarra took her husband to visit her family's home.
When I took Roberto to the Philippines, I realized what a big homecoming it was going to be. Artistically, yeah. I mean, I knew that he was going to meet my family. And
it takes traditional folk music of the Philippines and spices it up with electronic effects and Latin beats, courtesy of Roberto Rodriguez.
He loves the Philippines. Well, he went there and he said, they're so artistic and musical. It's just like Cuba and Brazil.
Kulintang is a style of music from the Philippine island Mindanao, and it's also the name of the principal instrument. Susie Ibarra keeps a kulintang in the couple's apartment in Queens and another here in their house at the foot of the Catskills.
The kulintang ensemble has six instruments in there. Ganingan, which are these pan type of gongs. Babandil, which keeps a timekeeper. It's like...
On a wintry afternoon, there's snow in the air, and the small ranch house is snug with musical instruments and brightly painted walls. And in the kitchen, lunch on the way.
Pancit, which is noodles and with vegetables and shrimp. That's a Philippine dish.
There it goes. Filipino. That's the Cuban Filipino's recipe that we concocted. Emmanuel. He's going to be flamboyant. You know, he's going to be like a charmer. I mean, he has smiles all the time. That's a Filipino trait. I mean,
Rodriguez's smile. Engagement with Filipino culture is just the latest on a journey that began in Cuba, where he spent 9 years as a child before leaving with his family. Then as a teenager living in Miami and playing music with his father, a trumpeter, he became exposed to another great Miami culture.
You know, my father had a lot of Jewish friends, and in Miami Beach, a lot of people came through there, Jews from everywhere, you know, from South America, from the Borscht Belt up here in New York City, you know. The connection was very just natural in Miami, you know, as a musician playing weddings and bar mitzvahs.
Rodriguez became a jazz and pop drummer. He toured with big acts like Paul Simon and Joe Jackson. He lived for years in the East Village and hung out with the downtown crowd. But he says he only started to find his voice recently, in the late 1990s. And when he did, that Jewish connection played a big part. He got involved with the radical Jewish culture movement around composer and producer John Zorn.
I have a friend who's Jewish. He goes, Roberto, you're the most Jewish person I know. All right, so I have to do an aliyahu someday to Israel and then figure it out.
Rodriguez has made several records for Zorn's label, Tzadik. He says the ties between the Cuban sound and Jewish, especially Sephardic material, aren't that hard to trace.
I tried to make something that wasn't forced. So I spent lots of time just trying to figure this out with the melody and the Cuban rhythm and the clave and stuff like that. And it was sort of like a music that Jews would like, period. Jews love Latin music. You know, I'm a gypsy in a way. I wander, you know, like maybe that's why I get along with Jews so well, because we're wandering. We're wandering, you know, there's Cubans all over the world. You know, there's Filipinos all over the world.
And there was a Filipina in that crowd, too, among the folks who gathered around Zorn and at the now-closed Lower East Side Club Tonic. Susie Ibarra had grown up in Houston and came to New York in 1988. She'd already been a classical pianist and a drummer in a punk band. In New York, her focus shifted towards jazz. She developed a kind of avant-garde chamber music with drums at the center.
It's really a blending of languages. It does blend a lot of the classical and jazz language, and then sometimes I bring in some folk elements.
Ibarra developed a reputation as a fierce and unusual drummer.
I remember hearing about this drummer with this Hispanic name and that everybody was raving about, but I didn't even know she was Filipino. she had her roots, her parents' roots. At one point, going to explode in her writing, in her composition.
Since getting married in 2002, Ibarra and Rodriguez have been on a tear, working together and in separate projects with other people on experimental jazz, Jewish music, Filipino music, Latin music, even in Susie's case, an opera. They play in austere downtown gallery spaces and at hip jazz clubs and Hanukkah parties. But Rodriguez and Ibarra's favorite crowd may be this one, children. Last weekend, they were performing their children's music project, Mundo Niños, at a Christmas party held in a public school in Forest Hills, Queens. Then they led two joyously chaotic workshops, showing the kids the basics of rhythm, how to make a beat.
It's very fun, especially when we have them singing and counting and in workshop playing instruments. It's really fun. We have them sometimes sing as loud as they can sing, louder, even louder, and just let loose and have a good time.
While she bangs out her part of the rhythm on the kulintang, Ibarra has a broad grin that simply won't leave her face.
I probably laugh the most. Yeah, maybe. Kids don't lie, you know. They keep it real.
For me, it's sort of a reflection of who I am, but I'm 46 years old. But it's pretty much, we're on the same level.
The kids are a classic Queens mix of looks and languages. And as a group gathers around Rodriguez and his Peruvian cajon drum and Ibarra and her kulintang, it's one of those moments when the world feels united by the possibility of rhythm.
Maybe it's a Cuban thing, maybe it's a, you know, world music thing, but it's important that you listen to all these kids. This is not Nintendo. This is not, you know. So, okay, we're going to get ready for the next round. So keep roll. Roll tape. All right. Thanks.
For WNYC, I'm Siddhartha Mitter.
Susie Ibarra and Roberto Rodriguez perform their electric kulintang project tonight at the Abrams Arts Center on Grand Street at 8 o'clock. For information on tonight's show, visit www.henrystreet.org.